We are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Yes, I am here as your host in Puerto Rico, the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, back at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC. We have producer Sam the Animal Still, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, Shelley, it really is incredible, just the surge of people who have been flowing into Wright's Coin Shop. Your shop now is kind of like the Pawn Star shop. I mean, it's booming. It's exploding with people. You've always had a lot of business, but it's like you've reached a new peak now. So, I mean, what is the vibe like there at Wright's Coin Shop?
Oh, it's always fun, and it's lighthearted, and we laugh, and we joke around, and we tell stories, and somehow we get around to selling coins at the same time. We have a great time, and we love to impart our knowledge about coins, and, well, the guys do. I mostly just talk about weird stuff from the show or something else I've read, or, you know, I have a lot of people that come in or call me about paranormal things, so that's what we talk about. And if I'm not there, then they try and talk about it with my mom. She's a great sport, but she's like, I don't know anything about this.
And she's like, Shelly, please hurry back.
Hurry back, yeah.
Bring back our lunch. I always like to say Wright's Coin Shop is the place where your money becomes more money. Explain that for everybody.
It is the place where you can turn your paper money that is backed by nothing into something of intrinsic value, gold, silver, something that you can trade for goods and services, things that are worth something if everything goes south, especially. And, you know, it seems like with world events and such, when it seems like everything is going to hell in a handbasket, that's when everybody wants to come in and buy. And sometimes you kind of run out of things. So, or you have to, you should kind of shift your intentions to other things. You may be used to buying one thing and we're out of it. And, you know, if I say, look, there are things that are equally as good to get that are going to get you in the same good place, do it. Just listen to me. Just do what I tell you to. Because I'm not going to tell you wrong. I don't work on commission. I want you to make money, and we know how to do it. We know how to help you make money.
You know, one of the magical things about coins is that you can take a gold or silver coin, even if you've just paid, you know, 20, 30 bucks for it, and you can present it to a child or to an adult. And it doesn't matter. You will see their eyes light up immediately, and they fall in love with it, and they understand this is a gift that I can keep and until, you know, I need it. And you know, of course, some people keep it forever. Some people will have a hard time in the future, and they have that security of knowing that they have this coin. And as a bonus, you, Shelley Wright, are such a celebrity that over the next week, if anybody goes to Wright's Coin Shop, they can walk in there, whether you are present or not, and ask for a free autographed photo of you, and these are photographs that you have actually signed with your own hand.
Yes.
Who knows how much they're going to be worth. It's even okay if they want to turn around and sell them on eBay. That's okay. But now tell people how they can find you guys and contact you wherever they may be in the world.
They can call us at 828-298-5402. And we're located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. But I will say that sometimes when you do a little search, it comes up with our old address at the same time. So it looks like we have two locations, and we do not. It's just like, you know, naughty pictures that go up on the Internet. It seems like your old address never comes off the Internet either. So we are at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Not the other one.
What Shelley's telling you is that there are naughty pictures out there somewhere that she's trying desperately to get rid of. We talked about that last week, though, didn't we, Shelley?
No, not of me. Did you have naughty pictures of yourself, Sam? Sam doesn't mind if they
plenty,
get out.
Plenty.
He has lots of pictures that he would like people to see.
So, again, everybody, at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, it's not far from the Biltmore Estate. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, there's a link to WrightsCoinShop.com, or you can go there directly, WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. You'll see a photo of Shelley there at the counter. You'll also find a map. Or wherever you are in the world, or especially the U.S., hey, try giving them a call to see if they can help you out. 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And Shelley, let me ask you this question. Have you ever given a man
what?
For some reason, I want to say, you ever see a grown man naked? But no. Shelley, have you ever given a man a hot, erotic massage?
Probably.
Again, folks, that number is 828-298-5402. I have a story here from Pennsylvania. It says a man answered a Craigslist ad offering erotic hot massage, but did not get what he expected. Let me move on to the first line of this. Listen to this. First line, woman is accused of setting a man on fire and then fleeing in his van. Okay, sure enough, a 27-year-old woman was arrested at 9:30 p.m. Says earlier in the day, the woman arrived at the man's home to give him a hot erotic massage. This was in the Silver Spring Township, police said at a news conference. The woman then tied the man to a bed. She asked him, are you ready? She then poured a, quote, flammable substance on his upper body and set him on fire. The burn victim, who police did not identify, freed himself and escaped out of a second-story window. He drove to nearby Turkey Hill and called police. He was airlifted to a hospital. His condition is unknown. The woman was arrested by police in the white work van that was reported stolen from the man's home. She's charged with one count each of aggravated assault, arson, and theft, according to online court records. Man, if that's not a deterrent to just inviting a stranger to your home, I don't know what is, huh?
That's bad.
It does not sound at all like what he was expecting.
Probably.
He responded to the ad for a hot erotic massage, that's a little hot.
Yes, I'm going to catch him on fire.
Too
much heat.
I wonder if he even got the erotic massage or if it was just straight for the fire.
Yeah, I think it was straight for the fire.
No truth in advertising.
Nope.
And people always point out, like they say, oh, well, men are the ones who do the most twisted, bizarre stuff. There are some ladies out there who do it, too. I just think that, you know, ladies, I hate to admit it, are probably the ones who are smart enough to get away with it more often. So, okay, now, somewhere in here, maybe I'll bring this up later, Shelley, but somewhere I have a story And I have a big stack of stories about a man who did something messed up named Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And I was going to ask you if you might be related to him. Because, I do find, as I must say, maybe I just, like, you know, remember it more. But as I go through stories, weird stories, mm-hmm. a lot of times I find that people named Wright are doing crazy stuff.
I'm telling you, Wright seems to be as common a name as Smith. And there are a whole lot of rights in Asheville, and we're not related to any of them.
Okay, here's one from St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay, a naked meditating man was arrested after he was spotted perched near a Florida bus stop. Carl Wright, 46, is facing a disorderly conduct charge in connection with the incident. According to the misdemeanor complaint, Wright was, quote, sitting naked in a meditation-like pose while completely nude. Around 9:50, he was in plain public sight at the bus stop. Do you know a Carl Wright, Shelley?
No, and I am not related to any naked meditators.
Cops say he's been arrested several times for trespass in the past couple years. His rap sheet also includes disorderly conduct and public urination.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, next story. Wow, I just keep pulling stories out of the pile that seem somehow related to your situation, Shelley. Here's a story about a pair of panties for sale that are listed at $7,500.
These must be some special panties.
What would your mom and dad do if we graduated from signed photos of you to your panties for sale there at the shop, huh?
Dad would be scandalized. Mom would be like, really? We can make money on this? Really?
Well, yeah. Hey, $7,500.
Yeah.
With a coin pouch in it.
Yeah, that's how you sell them. It's like hidden safe for your coins.
That's it.
Well, this pair of panties are very, very special, and they're in an Ohio thrift store. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will explain to you why this particular pair of panties is worth $7,500 to a lot of people.
I know.
Do you? And then we are going to talk about something pretty wild that I found that happened to Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, I just pulled that story up.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, guys, stick around for that when we come back. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. This is the Dark 30 Hour. It's brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and it's called Speaking of Strange.
And starts sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Stranger.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour. Here on Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And let me remind you now, this is the hour of the show when we talk about things that are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, okay? Some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. So tune out. If there's somebody around who shouldn't hear this kind of thing, or if you don't want to hear it. Mind you, this program is brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. You may call them at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. I also want to tell all of you that from time to time, I use my experience and my my experiments, and I create a new wand, a new type of wand. And guess what? Tomorrow, Sunday, I am going to debut this new wand, and subscribers to my e-newsletter will have 7 days if they want to purchase it. So if you go to joshuapwarren.com, there is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, you can just put your email in there. Subscribe to my free e-newsletter. I will tell you, every single e-newsletter is written by me. I sit right down there and type it out with my own fingers and send it directly to you. So there's no spam. And but you'll get special, you know, special messages from me to you. Go to joshuapwarren.com and put your email address into the e-bank there if you want to be a subscriber.
Question, you know, I'm like inherently lackadaisical. What if I were to wait 8 days?
Yeah, you could.
But and I really want that special wand.
You can't get it in 8 days.
I can't get it. I mean, like, if I, nope. Like, I'm busy or I'm doing, playing shows, I'm like, oh, the wand!
No, you can ask people who have tried, who have begged, who have cried. And here's the reason for that. Okay, when you get one of my special wands, it is not only fulfilled by me, but you also get an instruction sheet / certificate that I sign. And so I have to be available to actually put these together and send them out. Well, as you know, I'm going to be back in Asheville late June. And so I have to have a cutoff so that I can take those orders and get them filled before I leave, because when I leave here, where all my supplies are, you know, I'm not going to have them anymore.
Now, are these hewn by you as well?
Well, actually, I wouldn't say anything is hewn.
Well, I've known you in the past to hand make like a special
these
run.
These are handmade. These are hand assembled.
But you did not fell a tree.
In this case, I did not fell a tree. But I will tell you, all the components were personally gathered by me and either put together by me or under my direct supervision.
Tutelage, and would you say foraged?
With this particular wand, not so much. I'm hinting around a little bit, but let me just, I'm going to go
seven
ahead.
7 days. 7 days.
Let me just tell you that this wand has, well, let me just put it this way. It's out of this world, okay?
Did you hear that, Shelley?
I heard that.
Okay.
It's out of this world, and I mean that with 110% enthusiasm. All right, let's get back to our weird stories, being this is the Dark 30 Hour. I mentioned that there is a pair of panties that is being retailed for $7,500 at an Ohio thrift store. Now, why in the world would somebody think a pair of panties is worth that much? Well, because these unmentionables supposedly belonged to Eva Braun.
Whoa.
Yeah, Mrs. Hitler. They are prominently displayed in a long, narrow case at a shop in Elmore, Ohio. It's a glass case containing a pair of high-waisted, salmon-colored, lace-accented French silk panties.
They're very not erotic. I mean, they're not, to me anyway, they're not very hot.
Do we have a picture?
I can find one. Yeah.
Okay.
You're just going off the description. So it says a raised monogram on the top spells EB. The price tag lists a firm $7,500. And so the question is, well, how did a pair of Mrs. Hitler's underwear turn up in a town in northern Ohio that has a population of about 1,400 people. Well, supposedly, the path that brought Braun's alleged underthings to the display case is even stranger than one might imagine. The tale starts on Hitler's mountaintop lair in the days after Nazi Germany crumbled to the Allies, and involves a mysterious American soldier, and then a controversial auctioneer, and then a whiskey-distilling, panty-selling antique dealer in the tiny hamlet of Elmore. So, you know, I personally, you know, I've watched enough of these shows now that I appreciate the significance of prominence, and I don't know how that they could prove these were hers unless there's some, like, you know, DNA analysis or something like that. Yeah, I know. Ooh. Yeah, but it's possible. And it says here the store possessing this bizarre piece of history is called Mantiques.
Yeah.
I was like, huh. Yeah. That's cool. It says it's one of a series of masculine-themed collectible stores that have now spread so widely they say you can take a road trip from New Hampshire to California just visiting them.
I'm thinking a little summer for me and you.
Well, you know, Sam, I got to be honest. When I go into a new town, just, you know, I don't care where it is, there are pretty much like three things that I like to do.
Whores.
Number one. Right off the bat, I go to their bar or bars, and if they have any like local beers or local products, I like to try them out. Number two, if they have any local barbecue joints, I like to hit those up throughout the local barbecue, and then I go to the antique shops.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. Flea market if it's the weekend.
I can't do flea markets and antiquing.
Oh, Shelly, that's why we're cooler than you.
Yeah, apparently so. Because I was even thinking, wouldn't that be like a neat tour that you could take in a town where you go into the town and it's like beer, barbecue, and antiques?
I could take you on a lovely tour of Asheville then.
Yeah. But Mantiques sounds even better, doesn't it?
It's just advertising. It's just a word.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know. What? I'm a man. I like antiques. I'm not like, hey, let's go mantiquing. Let's find cool crap for sale.
Wow, well, that's a shame, Sam, because I thought you and I were going to go on like a mantiquing spree.
Well, not if you're going to use hackneyed buzzwords.
And we were going to do a documentary about our journey in mantiquing. That would actually be a new show. Sam. Well, you know, you're not supposed to do it this way. We're giving away our idea on the air. But how about you and I put together a proposal to do a show called Mantiques?
I'm down for it. It would have to. The problem is like you see a lot of these shows. Like there's some on like Access or something where it's like two guys that go on a brew tour and stuff and go drinking. Mm-hmm. Some of these shows, they look the production value is low. We'd have to have a good production value.
Do you know who you're talking to here?
The director of Inbred Rednecks.
And the Commodore up and coming, yeah. Okay, here's the headline that I have for this next story from Australia, and you came across a much better one. I'm just going to touch on this before we take our next break.
I was
going to
say, it needs a few minutes.
It really does. But the headline that I have is this the most debaucherous flight ever?
Can I read the headline I have?
No. Your headline is too explicit.
Well, okay, if I edit it?
No. I don't want to give away
what
the story is.
Okay.
Your headline says too much.
It's okay.
Yeah, so everybody, let me say, this is a very funny story, and when I read this, I thought, come on, is this true? But you, Sam, have seen the picture, so when we come back, we are going to share this story with you about what some are calling the most debaucherous flight ever. And it's weird, and, yeah, I think it's pretty funny. But, hey, that's why you're listening to the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. Keep in mind, their number is 828-298-5402. I am Joshua P. Warren, and the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange will continue right after this. It means this is the time of night when we can read some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories, okay? Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. This is stuff that a lot of the mainstream media doesn't carry because it's often more sordid and seedy, and that's why we do this late at night. So consider that your warning. Tune out if you don't want to hear that kind of thing, or if there are people around who shouldn't hear that kind of thing. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. It's brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. And you may as well just write it down and put it on your fridge, 828-298-5402. Something else I'll tell you is that if you have never been to joshuapwarren.com, well, you should certainly do that and look at all the free stuff I've got there you can check out. I've got a gallery of amazing images. I'm talking stills and video. And if you go to joshuapwarren.com right now, you can also click the link at the bottom of the homepage to the free good luck charm. That's right, a free good luck charm. And anybody who signs up for the free e-newsletter will get a link to that as well. And you can learn about the wishing machine and why it is such an incredible, amazing device and why that it is so popular literally all around the world. So before our break, we were talking about this story that is making, big crazy headlines. The one that I have is this the most debaucherous flight ever? This is from an Australian news outlet. Listen to this. It says, we're talking about the cringe-worthy moment. A man got himself in a wee bit of a bother after mixing alcohol with sleeping pills on a flight. At least that's what he's claiming. They say, as a star of the British stunt and prank TV show called Dirty Sanchez, Matt Pritchard is known for doing some outrageous things. But on this private jet flight from Amsterdam to Nevada for the popular car rally called the Gumball 3000, it's safe to say he went too far. He stripped off before climbing onto the seats and urinating on actor Dolph Lundgren. Okay, let me pause here before I continue. I don't think at all this is an accident, okay?
No.
No.
This is a guy who has a TV show. to do outrageous things. And his excuse is, oh, well, I was drunk and I took some sleeping. Oh, yeah, whatever. And also, as soon as I read urinating on Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
we're thinking the same thing, aren't we, guys? You're going to get your head pounded.
May I interject just for a second? Because this story has got me worked up more than, like, the invasion of privacy by the government spying on us and whatnot.
Okay.
Dolph Lundgren is an excellent person. You know, did you know, Joshua, that Dolph Lundgren has a degree in chemistry from Washington State University, a degree in chemical engineering from the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm, a master's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Sydney, and he holds the rank of a third black belt in karate and was a European champion in 1980. He was Drago, right? The man is flying on a private jet, and then you got this tattooed dude who, like, wants to do a bit for his TV show, urinating on national treasure Ivan Drago, and he's saying that he doesn't know what happens when you mix Xanax and alcohol. I didn't know! Yes, did.
Well, let's pause for a moment for people who may not understand who Dolph Lundgren is. In Rocky, In Rocky IV, he was the big Russian fighter who was the enemy of Rocky in that movie. But for me, and I don't know how, I mean, this may just be, this may fly over people's heads. I always loved him in this movie that was a big flop. He actually was called Masters of the Universe. He played He-Man. Do you remember that?
I never saw it, actually.
That movie, I think, you know, I liked it when I was young, but it started off really well, and then it took a stupid twist, and it went from Masters of the Universe to modern day. As an adult, I haven't watched it. I'm sure it is a really crappy movie. But I liked He-Man, and so Dolph Lundgren, the guy's probably, I have no idea, I'm thinking he's probably like 6'6 or 6'8 or something
like you.
That.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I think I have it pulled up here. He's like, I don't know, he's like 6'4 to 6'6.
He's a big man.
He's a big dude. He's Drago.
He's built like a granite sculpture, and, you know, blonde hair, piercing eyes, I mean... So I don't care how old he is now. If I peed on him, I would immediately expect to be in a terrible fight, like with a giant, powerful man who could potentially pound me into a pulp. Do you have him there on your screen there, Sam?
Oh, Josh, I do. Hold on.
I must break you.
What do you know about that? That was Drago. I must break you.
Oh. All right. Well, find out how big and how old he is now. Okay. I don't even know how big and how old
he was born
old
in 1957.
So he's almost 60?
Almost 60, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, he's still young enough to beat your ass, basically.
Oh, dude, he is ripped.
Yeah. And so this guy pees on Dolph Lundgren.
While he's asleep.
Well, that's probably a wise decision. So the guy says, and I'm just reading the story here, quote, I took a Xanax, which is a sedative that knocks you out to put me to sleep. I didn't realize you're not supposed to mix them with alcohol. I started running up and down the flight naked and proceeded to pee on Dolph Lundgren's feet. I don't know why I wasn't arrested at the airport.
I'm looking at the picture. It's not his feet.
It's not his feet. And
really?
No, it looks like he's peeing on his face.
It does.
What?
It does look like that. And they pixelated his naughty bits, too.
Everything else is wide open. The guy is butt naked, except for socks and a hat.
Yeah.
Butt naked.
So, and you're sure this is a real pic?
Yes. This is like a camera phone pic from the plane.
And now, Sam, you said this is a private flight?
A private jet, privately chartered flight from Amsterdam to Las Vegas. So
okay, so
it doesn't look like a huge, you know, fuselage.
Okay, and they say apparently Dolph was not too happy, but the guy says he apologized to Dolph, and Dolph shook his hand and told him not to worry about it.
That's a man right there.
Look at that. He is standing. His feet are on
Shelly's looking at the picture right now.
Okay. Give us all a description. I have not seen this photo. Give us a description.
Well,
Shelly.
Big tattooed guy obviously is kind of leaning on the front seat. I mean, he's like right over.
Standing on the footrest.
Standing on the footrests. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Straddling Mr. Lundgren.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He deserved his ass beat.
Totally.
Totally.
It said here the guy says, I don't know how I didn't get arrested. How do you not get arrested? I got detained on a flight for being, like, having alcohol on my breath once, you know? He's, like, so wasted he's peeing on Ivan Drago. Doesn't get arrested. Anyway, that just shows what a nice guy that Mr. DeLundgren is, you know? And what burns me is the guy's covered in tattoos like he's one of the metal militia, and he's saying that he doesn't know what happens when he mixed a tranquilizer with alcohol.
Sure.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Okay, one more story before we go to our break here. Listen to this. This is from Oklahoma. A man has pleaded guilty to giving a deadly wedgie. They say this is likely the first fatal atomic wedgie on record. Oklahoma man, 34 years old, had initially been charged with first-degree murder, but the former Marine pleaded guilty to the lesser charge. Let's see here, before trial could begin, he said he killed his 58-year-old stepfather, quote, in the heat of passion while defending myself in a fight that got out of hand and went too far. It says they found the 58-year-old man dead with his underwear pulled over his head, with the elastic band cutting off his air supply and his testicles ruptured.
Oh, man.
Talk about cringeworthy. Police say both men had been drinking on the night of December 21st, 2013, and a fight ensued after one man spoke ill about the other man's wife. The lawyer says the guy who killed him never intended to kill him, said he knew that the wedgie was a horrible thing, but he didn't know it was going to be fatal. Ugh.
Was that rampant, like, when you were in high school, like on the bus, on the sports bus or whatever?
Fortunately, I never got one, so I couldn't tell you, but that shows you how bad things could go. When we come back, I have the last couple stories of the night, and I'm going to have to be very careful how I read these, trust me. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
Finally, I get to teach a whole lesson all by myself. And I'm going to teach something relevant, something modern, the Internet. The Internet is really, really great.
For porn.
I got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
Huh? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Shrekky.
The Internet is for porn.
Shrekky.
The Internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn. Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind please being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn. The Internet is for porn. The Internet is for porn. Me up all night hugging me porn to porn, porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones.
Yeah, welcome back to the final minutes of tonight's Dark 30 Hour, everybody. I am Joshua P. Warren, host of this monstrosity, and it's called Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You may and you should call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop and the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. You know, it's the storm season. It's incredible how many of these storms and floods and tornadoes are just wiping people's power out. Hurricane season is gearing up. Don't be caught in the dark, okay? As a matter of fact, you know, you may recall I recently shot a feature film here in Puerto Rico. I had C. Eric Scott down here, and one day the power went out, and he says, hey, pull that Sunshine Simple over. So I pulled it over, and he charged his computer, and we did everything we needed to on the Sunshine Simple. It works. Go to sunshinesimple.com directly and just watch the video there of me explaining why the Sunshine Simple generator is the world's most powerful solar generator for the price guaranteed. Again, that's sunshinesimple.com. Okay, last couple stories of the night. Dark 30 is, again, when we talk about some of the more controversial and outrageous material, not for kids, not for the easily offended. Tune out if there's somebody around who doesn't need to hear or doesn't want to hear this kind of stuff. First story comes to us from North Dakota. Some teens in North Dakota are accused of performing an improper act on a McChicken sandwich and a bottle of Gatorade. You can kind of imagine how those two could be assembled, I suppose.
They call that the MacGyver.
They say that's to be understood since this nausea-inducing story is going viral. From what reports have been able to piece together, members of the high school's JV baseball team participated in this, which resulted in the presence of bodily fluids. Again, a McChicken sandwich and a bottle of Gatorade were incorporated, but the worst part is that some members of the team were forced to ingest some of these violated things after this act had taken place. How disgusting is that?
They had a thing called Triscuit when we were in school.
I don't even want to figure that out.
Ew.
The principal there did not want to elaborate on details, but, you know, he said, bottom line is young people make mistakes.
Special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
Ugh. But listen to this story from Louisiana, especially you, Miss Wright. They say the creepiest guy in Louisiana is again arrested for pervy acts in women's bathroom. Now, this guy has been in trouble before. He's 34 years old. He's been in trouble for various voyeurism-type charges. This guy is obsessed with women's urine. And they say that this guy is being charged because he was going into ladies' bathrooms, and he was actually taking a piece of saran wrap and putting it onto the bottom of the bowl and disabling the flushing mechanism so that ladies would go into the bathroom and then leave, and then he would go in and collect the cellophane wrap that was left behind. And they say upon his arrest, the man was carrying 4 Ziploc bags containing urine. 2 of the bags had descriptions written on them. One was, quote, older woman but pretty. And the other one was, quote, young high heels and this one should drink, end quote. The man said
he was meaning she was dehydrated.
I think you've nailed it. Yes.
Oh.
Police said they interviewed him after his arrest, and he said he'd done a lot of soul searching, and he knew what he had done was wrong. He noted, however, he didn't think that he needed any kind of help. And when asked if he told his girlfriend about his urine fetish, the man stated that He did not because that he thought she might think it was disgusting.
You know, I've stayed at plenty crappy motels around this country, but you never want to stay in your inn.
I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. The next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And, hey, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commissioned.